they do. That's what they do. And that's what they do. And oh my God.
Hello.
That's what Hello. They do in the acting world. They go 5, 4, 3.
And five, four, three.
They don't say one. Because we're professionals. You're listening to Post Credit Depression, where we talk about this week's current hyperfixation. My name's Mariah, and my fun fact is...
I don't know her fun fact.
I have an eye doctor's appointment for Friday, because I stepped on my glasses the other day.
My name is Kaylin. I didn't prepare my fun fact once again.
Okay.
Freeze-dried candy.
I was like wondering why Kaylin wasn't saying something just because I just thought she was.
Did you embarrass me and she didn't want to be embarrassed next?
Well, my name's Kinsey and my fun fact is that I drew Kaylin pregnant on my last drawing, on my last stream, which was a tarot reading stream. But she's, she's not pregnant.
Be careful. Manifestation strong.
Oh.
I have exposure to that.
Wait, I'm scripting it, Mariah. Look, script.
So, if you're not a super fan, you didn't care.
Well, Kinsey.
Yes?
What are you sharing with us this week?
This week, I'm sharing the one and only Justin Bieber. And you guys are probably on the podcast like, why are we talking about Justin Bieber? Even though he's a cool guy and you don't have to like him and think that he's kind of okay. He also shaped my adolescence, my childhood, because when I was just a child, the first time I ever had feelings that were sexual for anybody was Christine from Phantom of the Opera and the Phantom himself from Phantom of the Opera. But I still didn't understand it. I was like, okay, like I want to keep, I kept putting the movie on because I liked the way I felt during it, but I didn't know why. But then I saw you zone out again. But then when Justin Bieber came out, which was literally like, it had to have been like a year later, because I directly remember that I watched Phantom of the Opera very close to when Justin Bieber came out, and all these hormones that never existed ever before in my life went the moment I met Justin Bieber through a screen and listened to his songs. And I felt like, I don't know what kids are like learning and experiencing now growing up, because I kind of feel like the cringe era, the last cringe era that there was our youth, aka the early 2000s and stuff like that, because I just feel like it had a look and a vibe to it, and I can't really feel the same way about the youngster stars now. They kind of already seem put together by the age of 17. And when you, they don't really seem like, this could be a critique.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Like it's like how 13-year-olds are trying to look like they are 26. Like,
I think it's because youth this nowadays have access to seeing what like put together looks like, versus Justin Bieber was just told what he should appear as.
And still though, Justin Bieber grew throughout his career and like changed his styles, and it wasn't even like, I wouldn't but expect Justin girls, Bieber like... hold on, I wouldn't expect Justin Bieber to just like know how to present himself from the beginning of his career. He didn't even know who he was. You see through his music and his taste and his clothing and everything that it grows as he gets older. And I'm not saying that people like Olivia Rodrigo won't still go through that, but I'm saying right out the get-go when she's 15, 16, she really just didn't give off the vibes that early Justin Bieber or early One Direction or early anybody the fuck, Selena Gomez, like they kind of had that awkward like, I'm a teen star, you know, Miley Cyrus kind of thing. But even though they were awkward, they weren't awkward to me at the time because I was obsessed with them and I was even more of a fucking nerd or loser than they were, you know, in my youth. So anyways, Justin Bieber's music.
I feel like even like the youth like of girls, even though they had like their hair done and a little bit of makeup on, they still look like girls. And it's like, I feel like younger girls look much older and in a mature way that it feels almost like a little bit sexualized, that I feel like, I don't know, I didn't see on Disney Channel as much. Now we're not going to talk about the Nickelodeon stuff, but I'm just saying like they still felt 12 or 15. They felt
closer in age, and in their fashion also. If you go into the Disney Channel history about the early 2000s fashions for the kids, they actually purposely covered them in tons of layers to make it more modest. but to try to give it a fashionista twist, essentially, because in the early 2000s, I watched a video about this, the popular artists like Christina Aguilera and Lady Gaga and Britney Spears, they were all dressing like very, which is fine. They were dressing like, you know, skimpy and showing a lot of skin. And that was really popular for the early 2000s. So Disney was trying to combat that because they're more of a, you know, conservative kind of TV show. And also, I just don't think kids anyways should be dressing too like openly. I don't think it makes any sense. They're children. Mm-hmm. So they would cover these young Disney stars like Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato, Miley Cyrus in more layers to prompt kids to wear more clothes, which I kind of thought was appropriate for that age group. But anyways.
That's a really cool fact. Thank you for sharing.
I know. You should watch the video about the specific Disney designer who made those decisions. It was really cool. Maybe I'll send it to you. But Justin Bieber, what I'm saying is even if he had his little cringe era at first, it wasn't cringe to me. It wasn't cringe to me. And his songs and his lyrics and his literal just aura, like the way he presented himself, he was my first boy, what I would consider a boy band, but he was by himself. You know, my mom when I was younger was like, Justin Bieber's kind of like NSYNC for me. And I was like, but Justin Bieber's just Justin Bieber, you know, he's not a boy band. But it was like the similar thing, the first boy celebrity crush. And I was crazy about him. I went to one Justin Bieber concert. My mom should have known I was autistic in that moment because I sat down during the entire concert and I didn't say one thing because I was trying to enjoy the music. And there was girls screaming their heads off around me. And my sister yelled at me in my face and said, you are so boring. I never want to go to another concert with you again. And left me and went to the other side of the concert to her friend that she had found that was able to go to the concert too. And I was left alone sitting there. And the whole time I was thinking, can everybody please be quiet so I can really enjoy the music? Because I'm in the same room.
That's literally going to be you when we go see Hozier.
And I was rocking in my chair and I was like, Justin Bieber. Like, I was so fucking autistic, bro. I just wanted to sit there and watch Justin Bieber float in his purple heart above us and enjoy it as much as I could. You remember that, Mariah, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
and,
I remember.
Like, this giant purple heart that he'd sit in. It was like a cage. And he's like, you smile, I smile. You know, like, I loved it. But the concert was all right to me. I wasn't crazy about it because I'm not a concert person. More so, I just really liked the fact that Justin Bieber was there.
My understanding of Justin was a little different than Kinsey's. Because when Justin first hit the floor running with One Time, I hated him. The girls on the volleyball team were sitting there doing his little dance to One Time. And I was like, that is a boy that sings like a girl. And the song is not that good.
Wait, no, I thought the same thing. Wait, and it's funny because I didn't remember this memory, but I remember listening to Justin Bieber and I was like, who's this girl?
That's what I thought. Like, when I first heard him, I thought it was a little girl singing.
Y'all.
Oh my God.
But then you just ripped One Less Lonely Girl came out. I watched the music video and I said, everything I said about you guys on the volleyball team, I take it all back.
You said, I ate my foot. I was wrong. Well, when One Time came out, I was living at this big house with all my siblings before my parents got divorced. The second time, because this was my stepmom. And we had, in the basement, we all had all of our computers there. And they were, like, not, like, crazy Mac computers or anything. They were just enough for us to play, like, those cheap marble games. You know, the marble that races on the roller coaster. My stepmom had us have computers so that we could ever do our homework. They really weren't pitched the way that kids have computers nowadays. But anyways, we could still access YouTube. So when we found out about Justin Bieber, we didn't have iPods or phones at the time. We had to go up on that computer and put it on loop and listen on YouTube. So I vividly remember going down to this basement with all my sisters, putting on this One Time music video for like 3 hours straight. And we're just in the basement, like singing to it. Me plus you. And like, it was like crack cocaine, like filling up my fucking veins, seeing this like music video. I thought he was so cute. I did think he looked a little bit like a girl, but I thought he was so cute that I was like...
lips are... did they put, like, some lip balm on that kid? Oh, like, they're very pink. Very pink.
I think that's the main reason why at first he was looking
Caleb, like... there's a lot of lore behind people who are Justin Bieber fans when they were 14 who are now lesbians.
Well, I mean, because, I mean, he looked like a girl earlier on. No hate. He's a pretty boy. Anyways.
So I was watching the video and I'm like, why are they like a specific like pH like color changing lip color. Like, they're not a normal pink. It's like a very out there pink he was wearing. And I'm like, what did they put on this boy?
I'm crying.
Usher, what'd you do?
Usher, what were you doing?
We're not talking about that.
Yeah, that's a whole level of shit. But
yeah.
Then One Less Lonely Girl came out, and I don't know what happened from the first video to that video, but I felt like Justin Bieber just looked a little bit more mature in that video compared to his first one. Also, the saturation is so goddamn high in that video. Every time I pull that video up, I'm like, they literally cranked the saturation up on this video. This is ridiculous. I loved One Less Lonely Girl because I was a hopeless romantic, and he kept talking about how she was being treated like shit, and I was a pick me girl.
I looked up the line that I had quoted incorrectly. It was the how many dinner dates and dinner plates where he didn't even touch his food. I was like,
right. Well, you know, so the reason why I love the song is because we were both pick me girls, and we felt like nobody.
I was too. It's okay. I just was in a different way.
I was like, no one gets me like Justin gets me.
Yeah, I was like, Justin would choose me, love me.
It might be cheese, but we all love cheese. Like,
when I listened to that song, I was just like, I already felt like nobody liked me at school because nobody would tell me they liked me. So, and I was like, but if a boy liked me like this, like, oh my god. Like,
Wait. I need your guys' like reaction to a couple of the snaps I sent, specifically the One Less Lonely Girl. Like,
I haven't watched them.
Oh my god, they're so funny. I wanted to talk about them. They're not long.
I'm so sorry. I actually was gonna watch him, but when I was at work, I was like, oh, this is a video, it's not a snap, so I'll just wait for later. But when I got home, I ate 3x3 tacos and I came on here, so I never got
less
to watch
it. Less than 15 seconds.
Are you asking us to watch them right now?
Yeah.
I was saying that for that video, like, I felt chosen. And I was like, I already thought this guy was cute. I already thought the first song was really cute because he was into that one girl out of the whole party, you know? And she had a bob and he still liked her.
She had secondary love interest from the anime vibes.
Yeah, and like having a bob at that age, I feel like no kid looks good. I had a bob at that age, so I was like, he liked her with the bob. Like, my bob was literally right here, until high school.
Was your bob given to you unconsensually? Mine was.
Yeah, I didn't get to grow out my hair until 7th grade, and then it got cut again really short. And then when I got into high school, I said, leave me the fuck alone, I'm growing my hair out. But my Kayla, my bob was always like right here. I was like, girl with the bob, like, nothing in it. Anyways, so moving on to the next song.
Wait, y'all didn't go watch it real quick.
Oh, okay, I'll watch it really quick.
Let's see. Why the fuck am I not, like, moving my hands right? Okay.
Oh my god, I have to watch all of Tinsy's from today first.
She heated up her spaghetti and didn't feel like getting a fork, so she starved. That's that one.
I'll show you what you were.
The zoom in on Ripley's butt. The laundromat. Bro, when he picked up her scarf at the laundromat.
Wait, Kaylin got a point. Hold on. She said, this is their literal first encounter ever besides crossing paths. And they're slow dancing about to make out.
He returned her scarf.
He bought her a puppy. He don't even know her.
And y'all were out here foaming at the mouth for a man to treat you like that.
He was touching her sensually in that music video.
He was like, I see your heartbreak and I want to fix that.
You know what that's called? Ryan, you know what that's called? Love bombing. He didn't even know her. He bought her a puppy. He said, I saw you at the laundromat and I just thought you could use this dog.
It's called unhealthy attachment style.
Like the gas station man, like, outside busking for change. He's like, you're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. You have a nice day, ma'am.
You have a nice day, ma'am. Then he says it to the same next woman in the next line. Okay.
The next laundromat.
Next song is Down to Earth. What did you think about that song, Kaylin?
Wait, what were your guys' thoughts about those?
I told you my thoughts as I was watching it. I thought that was funny. And also, why did Ripley match that song perfectly the way that she was being petted? Like, I don't know.
It was to zoom in on Ripley's butthole for that, for me.
I remember playing Down to Earth. I don't remember retaining Down to Earth.
That okay. song is so important to me in my youth. It is, like, so important to the emotional development that Mariah had to take.
Mariah, didn't I say that that song is what I would put on whenever I wanted to cry?
To make me cry. Yeah. It made me cry every time.
I have this vivid memory of, like, being a preteen. Because I was a preteen. I was not a teenager when he came out. And I was like,
I was a preteen.
I was just clarifying, Mariah. Oh my god. Wait, Mariah.
I was a fetus.
So, because I'm a Leo rising, so that means I have a Scorpio fourth house, which means I'm actually privately emo and nobody knows. When I would get super, super depressed about my family situation in life, it could be literally about something not love. And I'd be like, I need to cry. And I'd be like, I know what will make
me
cry.
This was the one.
And I'd pull up the song and I'd be like, let me self-victimize about how I'm also not in love and my family doesn't care about me anyways, so I might as well die. And
Caitlin, there's a line in this song.
What's
that
line?
That says, Mama, you were always somewhere and Daddy, I live out of town. So tell me, how could I ever be normal somehow?
Exactly. That's why.
And it was literally my life. So I would put it on and cry and I'd be like,
nobody loves me and I have no one. And, like, it was like this song that I would cry to every time. And I'd be sitting there with my earbuds with the, obviously with the string, and I'd just be crying and I'd just be like, yup, my life sucks. And then I'd go to bed, I'd be like, that was good. I feel much better now. And you know,
every time.
I'm sad you don't understand that. We'll move forward since you don't know much about that song, but that's why I put it on the thing. Now we have One Less Lonely Girl.
We already talked about that one.
Oh wait, shit, we're not going in order, guys. Oh my god. We didn't really talk about Favorite Girl. Favorite Girl is good. But it's really similar to One Less Lonely Girl, so why don't we just keep it at that, okay, Mariah?
Yeah, I don't have much to say on that one.
Like, I feel like they're so similar. Okay. They sound really good, so you should go back and listen to them, okay? First Dance, Mariah. Tell me, guys.
I wasn't a fan of this song at my age of 13 when I discovered Justin Bieber, but when I was older, Cheyenne came up to me once. She said, this song is about having sex for the first time. And I played it, and I was like, this song is about having sex for the first time.
Well, you know, Usher wrote all of his damn songs, so clearly they were always inappropriate. Caitlin, what did you think about that one?
I'm just here for the ride, man. I might have something to say once in a while.
That's okay. So she did not really care for this one. Okay, so
you should listen to that one, Caitlin, because it's very funny. Like, the way they describe the dance, they're like, turn the lights down low.
Listen to it instead of it just being on and, like, having, like, a tutorial, like, all right, Caitlin, this is about sex. Now, hear that line? Like, I think I need one of those because, like, to me, this is Justin Bieber noise in the way that Taylor Swift noise is Taylor Swift noise to you.
That's what it says. So let me break it down. So first time, although it is about sex, that's not what the fuck they make it out to be in the music video and shit like that, okay? They're like saying it's a first dance or like first kiss. Not the lyrics.
I think it's about, okay. It's that first dance.
So it's, yeah, but they also kiss in the first dance too.
Yeah.
So like picture, I want you to put yourself in my shoes, Caitlin. You are 11 years old. No boy's ever kissed you. You've never been to a dance, but you really like to wear dresses and you like to feel pretty. This song comes on with a boy who already enchants you based off the other songs that you've heard from him. Because I heard the other songs before I heard this one.
It's a good build-up.
It's a build-up, okay, to hearing this song next in the line. So then he's literally talking about dancing with me and being obsessed with me and wanting me so badly. And it's romantic. Like, the pacing of the song is a slow song. It's not a song that speeds up. It's like he's taking it slow with you because he wants every moment with you. My 11-year-old self. Look at her!
Because I know what the. I don't think I can look at the song differently since, like, being an adult and knowing the lyrics. But yes, the song is a very good pace, and he talks about how, like, the music's right, the light's right. Like, give me this dance, please, with me and only you. Like, everything's perfect. Like, he's basically talking about how he's in love with her.
Give me your first dance. Give me your virginity.
Yeah, exactly. Because they're the line. Hold on. The line in the song, literally, Caitlin, this is for Caitlin. It says, this could be the night of your dreams. Only if you give the first dance to me. Girl, I promise I'll be gentle. I know we got to do it slow. If you give the first dance to me, I'm going to cherish every moment. Because it only happens once in a lifetime.
Slut. Anyways,
it's about losing your virginity.
I can't believe y'all.
That's the vibe of the song.
If you read the lyrics.
So when I listened to the song, I was literally like, I'm being like entranced. I'm being entranced. I'm being seduced. I'm being like whisked off away into a cloud castle where I'm the only person with him.
I fully believe that Justin's producers, Usher, writer, everyone knew that they were like, we are targeting these 13-year-old horny girls.
Because we were horny, but clearly not at an age where we can really understand what that really meant.
Yeah, we weren't like horny to that level. We were just like, we want to feel special, like have our first boyfriend, have our first love, our first kiss.
Yes, and this was everything. The beginnings of romance, which clearly lead to sex at some point if you are not asexual. So that's, I think they basically knew how to foreplay us in the most, I'm not saying that they were trying to do that to little girls, but I'm saying these songs, the way that they're fucking paced, psychological. Okay. How did you get into my brain like that? Sorry. Anyways, moving forward.
They made a product that was in demand.
They made a product that was in demand.
And that was next Bieber. Song,
oh my fucking God, I love this song, and I still listen to it at least once a month. It is Love Me by Justin Bieber. Kaylin, did you have thoughts about this? If you didn't, that's fine.
I don't remember it.
Love me, say that you love me. Fool me, fool me.
Wait, that's Justin Bieber. Oh, how you do me. Wait, that's Justin Bieber?
Kiss me, say that you miss me. Tell me what I wanna hear.
I've heard that before.
Tell me you love me. Bro,
I was literally like, I felt like I was, once again, being seduced as an 11-year-old. I was like feeling pulled into this fucking orbit of Justin Bieber where I was like, I do love you, like I'm crazy.
I like this part in the song when he speeds up, where he's not like rapping, but he like speeds up really good, and he's just like, baby, you can, or not, that's the wrong part. Oh my God, that was so embarrassing.
Oh my god I'm kidding.
You know what I'm talking about, though? There's that one part where he like speeds up and he says it in a really fast pace, and he like does that for different other songs. It was like my favorite part of the song.
Yeah, he always brings up the intensity when he does that.
Yes,
I'm like, wow,
he sampled Love Fool, which that's the song I know.
Dang,
it's a 1996 single. Well,
wait, after this podcast, I will be coaching you along. We're gonna listen to every song together in one session, so that I'll say this is what the song's about. Now let's sit down and let's listen. And in a dark room, we're gonna shut our eyes and listen to the songs. Okay. But Love Me is really top five favorite Justin Bieber songs because of the melody, the lyrics, and the way I feel seduced. So I feel like if you don't remember the song, like you have to be there for the vibe. It's not like,
yeah, that wasn't like one of his hits to be like everyone knew that one.
Yeah, so I'm like, damn, okay, if it didn't stick with you, it's more of a vibe song, unlike other songs where maybe if you hadn't heard it, I still have more to say. Moving on, we have Somebody to Love. And this song, the fucking beat in it, but the beat in it is so Usher, bro. He's like, gotta get you closer, feel so right. Oh, bitch, like, that was fucking Usher.
He said, for you, I'd write a symphony.
I play the violin. I don't remember the rest of the lyrics, sorry. Anyways, it's a good song. It's a good song, and it's like, I feel like the overall
man literally said, I'd rather give you the world, if not, we could share mine.
Yes. Yeah, I think the thing about Justin Bieber that was always getting me at 11 years old, and still to this day as a 25-year-old woman, is that the lyrics felt like he cared about me, but he was like a little bit frisky and nuts about me. And I was like,
it felt like what you imagine pure love was, right? Like his songs weren't about toxicity. They weren't about like this weirdness about love. It was simply like, I love you and I want to show you how much I love you.
Dude, Mariah literally hit it on the fucking nail. Like it didn't feel like, because now as an older woman, I feel scarred from men. So I'm like, are you playing me? Like, do you actually want me? Because most of the time they don't, like, or whatever the fuck. But like when I was 11, the way Justin Bieber sang about love is what I thought. And I think love can still be this way, but I thought every kind of love was going to be this way. Like, you want me, I want you. We're being honest about it, and we're just saying the truth about our feelings intensely. Because I'm a Leo rising, so I want the intensity.
I have a theory that is why Bieber's, and besides the Selena stuff, be hating on Hailey Bieber so much, because maybe they feel like it, mentally they're like, you said all those nice things to me, why are you with her? But like every girl.
Oh, I actually feel like people hate on Haley more so because there a lot of people's opinion about it is that they don't feel like there's real chemistry between Justin Bieber and Haley. Like, it does. I do think there's crazy people out there that are like, I don't care who you're with. Like, I'm going to be mad at you for dating anyone because you are my celebrity. Like, the K-pop culture, you know? Like, I know people will get upset about that. But, and I get it because they're really hot. But with Justin Bieber, I think it's more like people just don't think they should be together. They don't think they're, like, actually into each other. And at the end of the day,
yeah, we know how Justin is. And we're like,
do you love her? And then, like, we'd be seeing shit like him calling Selena Gomez the day of his wedding with Hailey Bieber, like, what was it, over 20 times? And then Selena Gomez made a song about it called Ring.
Which Selena's also with a guy that doesn't fucking love her, so they should just all get separated and Selena and Justin should make it work.
What?
She is with a guy who
he said that he didn't even know they were on a date and that he doesn't want to marry her. He just wants to have kids with her.
He said that?
Yeah. I just saw the interview clip. It was on a podcast. He said, I don't want to get married.
Guys, I think we need to stop the podcast right now because that is so, oh my God, you don't understand. Selena Gomez was the it girl for Disney Channel. It was a tie between her, Miley, and Demi. Nobody really knew who was the it girl because it was like kind of hard.
And they were like besties at the time.
But they were constantly being compared to each other. But even looking back now, they were all equally as famous as each other, in my opinion. Now, as we get older, I do think that people prefer Selena out of the three. Like, I think Selena's, like, the one with the most popularity right now since, like, 2015, I really think. Because I've been on it because they were part of my childhood, okay? So to see this girl that I've looked up to my entire life, which I also have beef with now for other reasons, but to see that she's being treated by a man like this and she is the Selena Gomez, like, that is
I saw during the clip that she... What, Kim? What?
I saw some cute videos about them, though.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a lot of cute content of them, but the stuff that I'm seeing is directly coming out of his mouth, and that's where
get ill. The way that he said that he didn't know it was on a date, like, that's not something that he did wrong. He thought they were hanging out as friends, and then she's called it a date, and he's like, oh, we're on a date?
A Twitter thread. Here's the thing. I saw a Twitter thread about that exact instant. And like people's opinions about it, and it's like, listen, even if that was the honest truth that this man didn't know it was a date, he should not air it out like, oh, I didn't even know I was on a date with Selena Gomez. He should say, I didn't know I was on a date with Selena Gomez, and I was absolutely thrilled and like honored by the fact that when I found out we were on a date, which is not how he worded it.
He was weird.
He made it seem like she was chasing.
She was a weirdo,
and that, you know, he's better than her. And any man that ever speaks about you in that way doesn't value you. They don't respect you. They see you as beneath them and as a status object. And like, I would never ever date a guy that would say that out loud. Like, if you want to say you didn't know it was a date, that is fine. How are you going to say it wasn't a date? Like, he literally was like, I didn't even know it was a date. I didn't even care. Like, okay, thank you for telling us what you think about Selena. You also don't want to marry her, but you'll impregnate her. Yeah, okay, that's disgusting. Like, that's gross. But anyways, that's my opinion about that. We diverge for a second because although I have my own beef with her, I still feel bad about her current situation. We now have stuck in the moment with Justin Bieber, and
this is the return of him going mafia.
Mafia. Oh. Oh. This
is a amazing song. It's not like one of my tops from this particular album, but like the Romeo and Juliet dude, like. We're at the age now where we're understanding these metaphors. Him comparing the love to Romeo and Juliet, to Bonnie and Clyde. Like, we're like, we get this, right? Like, if you were any younger, you wouldn't understand what he's saying.
Yeah. I liked Stuck in the Moment with You because it felt like a fucking yearning song. It felt like he's sitting here and you guys both like each other, but you don't know how much he really likes
That's
you.
That's very Kinsey core.
And he's amazing.
The line in the song is like Adam and Eve, tragedy was our destiny. Kinsey was like eating that up. I guarantee you, 14-year-old Kinsey was like,
a man that chooses to be with me even though he knows it's like tragedy, like, wow. go get yourself in pain for me. Show me how much you really
I will
like
admit
me.
The hook of this song, immaculate. Like the hook right before the end, he pulls you in. Like he's literally like, see, we're both fighting with every inch of our fiber. He's like, please make this work. And he's like, I don't want to let us fall. And I was like,
literally, he's falling apart.
They do the symbolism That's not the word. You know symbolism. What I meant. The symbolism of the feeling. Yeah. The symbolism that you're supposed to like emotionally feel during this song, when artists are able to show that through like their voice themselves, which is what he's doing. Like the way, the tempo, the pacing. He does a very good job in this song of expressing that emotion.
11 years old, no dating experience, no dating history. I had absolutely no idea what this feeling would feel like. And I'm just like belting these lyrics out to myself in my bedroom that I share with two other sisters. And I'm just like, I understand this pain. Like, oh my God, I want to be with you and I want to work at it and I don't want to lose you. Like, what
is this? This is the song that has the hook that's like, just because this cold, cold world saying we can't be. Because he was probably singing out this whole song to herself in the basement. Because we both have a right to disagree.
But I ain't with it. I don't want to be so old and gray, reminiscing about these better days.
But convention's telling us to let go.
So we'll never know. Bro, we are not singers, but we have passion. And that's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
But when he pulls up with the... like getting old and like not wanting to regret not being together, I was like, yeah. Anyways, that sounds very good. And if you want a song, Kaylin, that you're
I think Justin's where I started becoming a hopeless romantic.
Uh-huh. Well, I was already a little bit of a hopeless romantic before because I was obsessed with the idea of love, but Justin Bieber gave me something to stick that idea to the whole thing. So Kaylin, listen to Stuck in the Moment if you want to feel like
something
if you want to fight for someone, I guess. Runaway Love. Okay, if we had to put Kinsey on one song, we would put it on this one. We would say, this is Kinsey, because he's talking about a girl that keeps running away from him, and he doesn't know why. And he's like, please stop running away from me. I'm trying to find her. Where'd she go? Like, she's so elusive. She's so hot. Like, I'm so in love with her. Why does she keep leaving me? So when I listened to the song when I was a kid, I was like, oh, my God. Like, also, the beat in this song is fun. I like this.
This wasn't my song. I don't remember much of it. Going back and listening to it, I must not have listened to it that much. I remember it, but not. It didn't speak from the heart.
I like this song. I like the way it sounded. It's funny because past Kinsey didn't know how much it was actually going to resonate with her current actions as present Kinsey knows. So whenever I listen to this song now, I'm like, yeah, like R.I.P.
That shouldn't have been my favorite.
I'm like, wonder why that resonated with me at 11 when I do that shit now. But I guess if you guys don't remember it, we'll move on to the next one because there are a lot of songs in here, so it's okay. We have Justin Bieber's Never Let You Go music video of him
on
the ocean front in an aquarium.
This is for the girls with autism. No, I'm kidding.
Like sharks. Like
what I loved about this, which this is not Justin's first time doing, but I wasn't old enough to understand how important it was, is Justin having a brown girl in his music video. Anytime I'm watching a new artist nowadays and they have a brown or black girl in their music video, it just does something to me because I'm like, you chose that woman. Obviously, I'm an adult now, so I know this, but I'm like, as a child, I'm like, you thought that girl was beautiful. You picked her to be your love interest in the music video. And that, as me being 14, 15, I was like, that means I am beautiful. Like, so that's a very important part for me with that music video, but I do love this song. You can talk. I'll talk more as we go.
Cool. Yeah, I actually completely agree. I really loved how Justin Bieber almost always had a
diverse
women. Like, I don't know if they were all black, but they were most of the time not white. And they were so pretty too. Oh my God. Like,
To be a part of those castings. You know, him and Usher sat down with all the fucking headshots of the girls. I was like, You think he'd let me be in the music video?
You think he'd let me slide by? I'll be a background character.
I know.
Well, so this music video, when it came out, I was actually, let's see here. Because I think Justin Bieber came out actually when I wasn't in middle school. I think I was in fifth grade, so I was in elementary school.
Yeah, this song came out in 2010.
So this song coming out, I think I was entering middle school, and it just felt weird because it felt like Justin Bieber was growing up with me, even though he was older than me, and his style was really getting more and more, like, higher end. Like, this music video was really nicely made. It wasn't just him jumping around in a, you know, a house party, like, in one time, you know? Like, he was sitting here with this white romantic shirt on, looking like he was yearning in this song about some crazy breakup, when a lot of his earlier songs were like about puppy love and like really liking someone. And now he was getting into an era of like, experiencing breakups that have really hurt him. I don't know if it actually was. Maybe it was just Usher's lyrics, but they were being relayed very well in the songs yeah. that he was clearly not okay in whatever relationship he was singing about. So when this music video came out, I was obsessed with the visuals, but I actually still get the same nostalgic, sad feeling watching the music video because he's, you know, very upset in the music video. Like I don't want to let you go and I want to be with you and all that stuff. And I'm like, am I just brainwashed at this point? Do you feel the same way, Mariah? Because when I watch this music video, I'm like, you're hung up over this girl. You're totally sad.
Yeah, I mean, like, obviously as an adult now, I'm like, I think it's easier when you're a kid to be like, clearly Justin went through a breakup. And I'm watching the breakup unfold right in front of me in this music video. But now as an adult, we're like, what was happening? No, but when I watch it, still to this day, when I go back and rewatch it, you're right. It's like the nostalgia comes right back. And he does a very good job of portraying it.
Yeah, like you're feeling.
This is why I stand by Justin being talented no matter what he does in life. I'm like, at the end of the day, he's a very talented individual.
He is. I'm saying that I feel the sad feelings that I felt then. I'm like, yes. You know, the music is
this
still.
This song particularly does it to me.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, you really bringing me back, like, literally.
He's sitting there talking to the girl, and they're talking through the glass, and they're looking at the fish, and, like, the vibe is down because they're in the aquarium, and I'm just like, oh my god, look at them.
Yeah, like, I'm not saying that, like, if I were to watch it now as an adult for the first time, then it's that deep, but I don't know what it is, this music video. Maybe it's literally just a brain thing, like, I feel nostalgic.
And there's something weird about the tonage of this song. It's not necessarily a fast song, but it's not a slow, sad song either, but the lyricism is very, like, mellow, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's the mellowness, bro. I don't know. He was successful in this one, but I liked this one a lot, but I actually couldn't listen to it that often when we were young, because it, like, made me really sad every time I listen to this music video.
Kinsey is not a sad music kind of girl.
First of all,
she's not.
Actually, I am, but I know what it does to me. So I choose not to listen to sad music that often. Every year on Spotify, they tell me that the number one genre I listen to is nighttime romantic, emotional romantic. I forget what it's called. They basically said that I'm into really emo, sad night music. And I was like,
girl, that's literally me.
So I have to be careful because I do really love that music, but it really brings me down. And I kind of get into like a cycle of not feeling better about it.
You might not come back alive from the Hozier concert, everybody.
That is what I'm saying. The reason why I love Hozier is because he's the definition of nighttime yearning romance emo music. Like, that's what I like. But like, oh my God, does it take me to such places?
This song came out when I used to go roller skating with Cheyenne all the time, and they would play it, and it was my favorite song to roller skate to. But one time there was this boy that I had a crush on, and I don't know if he did this on purpose or if he knew what he was doing, but there's a line in the song that's like, take my hand, let's just dance, watch my feet, follow me, don't be scared, whatever the rest of the words are. When I was roller skating, this boy that I had a crush on, he was trying to teach me how to roller skate backwards. And I would go every Friday and he would try to teach me. And one time I got so upset because I couldn't do it. And I fell and I stopped. And I swear to God, this boy, I don't think he did it on purpose because he was not like a popular boy or nothing, right? But he quoted almost verbatim that line to me. He was like, well, just take my hand because I fell. And he was like, come on, we'll just try again. And I was like, okay. And he was like, watch my feet, follow me. And I literally, he quoted this and I walked with Cheyenne and I said, this man just quoted Justin Bieber to me. And I think I'm in love. Like, he just told me everything from that line to just watch his feet, to follow him, and don't be scared, and that he's right here if I fall again. And I think I'm in love.
You touched the Justin Bieber song to him, and you were like, this average
I did.
Boy. You were like,
this average boy.
He was not even this average boy. And all because he was teaching how to skate backwards, and he quoted almost verbatim Justin Bieber to me.
You gotta clip that. That was fucking funny. You told me that story, but I loved hearing
it
again. It was so funny.
It's a good one.
So moving on to the next song is Eeny Meeny by Justin Bieber and Sean Kingston. Caitlin, have you heard this song?
No.
Oh, really? Damn. This was a really popular
Eeny,
one.
Meeny, miny, mo. Catch a bad bitch by her toe. If she holler.
If
she holler. Let her go. She's indecisive. She can't decide. She keep.
Why they put that line in there? Why they explain what indecisive meant?
I know, literally, like, all right.
She can't decide.
Literally, girl, come a bit closer.
Closer.
Look in my eyes.
She got indigestion. It won't go through.
Kaylin, if you would have rhymed, I think I would have actually laughed really hard. But you didn't. You failed. You did best. But anyways, it's a funny song. I feel like when it came out, I told Mariah when we were going through this playlist to tell you what to listen to, I was like, this song is the turning point of Justin Bieber going from romantic music to starting to have frat boy music. Not frat house music. I'm saying we start to see songs after this.
Playa, playa.
He a playa. He a playa after this. And he had a few romance ones after this, but I didn't believe him anymore. I said, you broke my trust.
Like, the music video shows who he was.
Mm-hmm. I said, no. So we won't listen to that.
Trayanne and I made a music we made a music video and a dance to this song because in our eighth grade, we had to make a music video personifying. It was like something with like personification, simile, all that shit you learn in middle school. So we had to make a music video to a song. And this was one of the songs because we did a mashup of TikTok by Kesha, this and another song. So yes. We actually have a whole dance to the chorus of this that I could probably still recite one day, but it's embarrassing.
When I think about it, that's amazing, first of all. Second of all, I think we grew up in the best time ever. Like, what the fuck? That music was great. That music was great. I don't feel the same way anymore.
Yeah.
There's still good music now. Like, music that I think is technically better, but I'm talking about the era, the songs that were coming out back to back, like, there was bangers all the time. I'm not talking about pop music specifically, okay? Obviously, pop music actually isn't my favorite genre anymore, but I really liked the early 2000s pop music. So, moving on, because eeny, meeny, we don't really have a lot to say other than Justin's a hoe, is That Should Be Me. And this, let me see here. This song is the last romantic song, in my opinion, on the playlist that actually made me feel the way that old world Justin Bieber made me feel. That Should Be Me. So, you know how we said that one song, Down to Earth, you'd pull up when you want to cry?
Yeah.
Well, That Should Be Me was on the second... Wait, no. Was That Should Be Me on the second album? Okay.
Yeah.
That was the
My Down World 2.0.
2.0. Yeah, so that song was the what I would equate to Down to Earth, the song where if you want to sit down and cry and feel sad about yourself, put on that song. Because that song, That Should Be Me, he's talking about this girl who leaves him and starts dating this guy, and she's doing all the stuff she did with him. He's like, that should be me.
Oh, that one. I've heard that.
When he says, did you think I wouldn't see you at the movies? What you doing to me? You're taking him to all the places we used to go. Stabs you in the heart.
Bro, the Olivia Rodrigo. He's literally like crying when he's singing that.
Because he's like intensifying, and he's literally like, hold on. Just gonna,
let me think of how it goes.
And if you're trying to break my heart, it's working because you know. Like, he literally gets intense as he's saying it.
Wait, how did he start off? He said, well, how does he start off that bridge, Mariah?
He said, you said you need a little time for my mistakes. It's funny how you use that time to have me replace. Did you think that I wouldn't see you out at the movies? What you doing to me? What
you doing to me? You're taking him where we used to go. And if you're trying to break my heart.
It's intense.
Because you know. Well, bitch, what was the mistake?
And then in the hook, when he's like, I need to know, should I fight for love or disarm?
Oh my,
that part hurts.
And he was fighting in the song when he was saying that. He was singing.
He is.
Yeah, Kaylin, you need to pull that back up if you wanna cry.
Because if you wanna cry.
That's one of the ones that have stuck with me. I've heard that one.
That's one that's like funny. Like, you guys know how I go around randomly singing Gotta Go My Own Way from High School Musical?
Yeah.
That Should Be Me is like a good one to sing along. Like, when I come over that's to Kaylin, she's like, I already had Kentaro, and I'm like,
That Should Be Me.
That's like a good meme one.
Literally, That Should Be Me literally is the exact same thing as Gotta Go My Own Way. Like,
yeah.
that high school music song that Justin Bieber wanted is like the same thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a very sad song, and I would listen to it every time my middle school boyfriends and I would break up. So like, I had like two or three middle school boyfriends. Two of them I didn't kiss. Like,
you were the target audience for Justin Bieber.
I was the target audience because, actually, okay, so I dated this guy. I won't say his name. His name was Logan. I won't say his last name. But I dated multiple Logans. So if anybody finds this, y'all don't know which one I'm referring to. Anyways, this one I dated in middle school. I never kissed this one. And I gave him a letter saying how bad I wanted to marry him, and I like used his last name and said that I wanted to be Mrs. Blank, and like apparently it weirded him out. And his best friend was like, "Bro, you have your whole life to date girls. Like, I think you should really leave Kinsey if she's already trying to marry you like 2 weeks in." So he broke up with me and said he wasn't ready to date. And I was like, "Oh my god," absolutely heartbroken. Next day on the bus, I see him holding hands with this girl who was very, very popular in my grade, who was also my friend because we lived in the same neighborhood, but not really my friend because she didn't really like me. And they were holding hands, and I said, "Why are they holding hands?" And Justin, whoops, bleep that out. My friend was like, "Yeah, they're dating," and that was the friend that he was speaking to that told him to break up with me. So does that make sense? Like, my past boyfriend, his friend was the guy that I asked. I said, "Hey, why are they holding hands?" He's like, "Because they're dating." And I was really like, "Bro, it's literally been one day." And I went home and cried for 3 days straight.
I listened too.
I listened to That Should Be Me the entire time. When I went through that breakup. So anyways, moving forward, now we have ho-ass Justin Bieber boyfriend.
Whole album is ho-ass Justin Bieber.
Dude.
Do you know the boyfriend song, Kaylin?
Duh.
She said this is the only one she knew.
Apparently, the only Justin I know is the Playa one.
Yeah, you only knew Playa because, like, they had...
I didn't get played, I guess.
They had
Shakespeare.
All
y'all get played.
They had Shakespeare, you know, romance Justin Bieber, and it looks like you only ever knew Playa Justin Bieber.
Damn.
So what do you think about boyfriend? One.
Obviously, it's not, like, lyrically the best, but, like, when that shit hit the radio, it was good.
Oh, we were all crazy. We were like, "I would literally be your boyfriend." I don't think one time Justin has ever said the word boyfriend in any of his songs. Like, he's never said, like, "I'm your boyfriend." He's like, "I'm your man," or "You're my girl," or something. So, like, when he said, "I could be your boyfriend," everybody, like, on the internet went absolutely feral. Like,
when he came in Whisper, he was like, "Hey, girl, let me talk to you." I was like,
"If I was your boyfriend, I'd never let you go." Like, there was so much whiz. It was filled with riz.
And this is, like, Justin took, like, a pretty, like, relative break, right, from, like, My World 2.0 to this one. Like, I would say it was a couple years.
Maybe, like, 2 years, but, like, that's it.
Let me look up.
I don't think.
So, Eenie Meenie came out in 14 years ago, and Boyfriend came out 2 years. Okay, so it was, like, 2 years. I don't know, I was thinking it was, like, a little longer. But I would, yeah, so, like, 2 years. And he came back a man.
Yeah, he came out with a different haircut, different face. We were all like, "What the fuck is going on?" And then, like, my hormones were already up through the roof with the man that was telling me he was in love with me. But now I have this player-ass man wearing a white wife beater with a few tattoos at the time.
Oh, he was 18. He was about 18 by now. That's why he came back player.
Yeah, he said, "I got options, and I don't care about love no more." And so, actually, so this album, which the next few songs are from that era of Justin Bieber, I stopped listening to him after that era because I didn't resonate with him anymore. I was like, "I found you at a different time of your career, and, like, I don't really like your songs anymore." They felt really like he only cared about girls with ass and tits, which, you know, whatever. Like, I guess people go through that. But I was really disappointed at the time. So, Boyfriend, Kaylin, what did you think about Boyfriend, though? Like, what was your opinion about it?
Catchy, overplayed.
I think that's great. I think that's a great opinion because that is the truth. Valid. Did you ever listen to As Long As You Love Me, Kaylin?
Sing it.
As long as you love me, I'll be your la la la. You need to clip. Like, oh my fuck, you pissed me off. He's like, "As long as you love me, I'll be your platinum, I'll be your silver, I'll be your gold." Okay, Mariah.
Yeah, I think so.
As long as you la 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 love me, love me.
Oh my god.
I'm here. We'll cut this, but I'm here to do the whole Big Sean rap. Ready? I don't know if this makes sense. My hallelujah. A couple things. Like, that's not the right words.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Why don't we pull it up? Just a second.
No, I know it.
I know. I just need to fact check you. Shut up. Just
fact check me. Let me make my mistakes.
No.
Okay. Ready? He said, "No, Big Sean."
Shut up. Shut up. Why is it not coming up as Justin Bieber? I don't want to back to
I don't know if this makes sense.
Oh my god, Ryan.
I was literally bopping my head.
I didn't think you were going to say it right, and you did.
That was my fact when the song existed.
you got two words wrong. If you would have opened up the podcast saying that was your fact, I would have laughed so hard. I would have pissed all over my pants. We'd have to stop the podcast because that would have been funny. Too bad you. That was a wasted fun fact, Maya. Anyways,
it's okay. I'm gonna cut that because I don't need that to be embarrassing online forever.
Also, like, fucking copyrighted.
Yeah, yeah. We played part of Julian the Phantoms on the podcast. We're not getting paid, so they can't copyright us.
I mean,
so As Long As You Love Me was really fucking good. I will say it was overplayed. And it still, to me, didn't resonate with, like, his first two albums. So I was like, sure, it's a good song, but, like, it's feeling like I don't know who Justin is, and he's going through, like, a crisis moment, which he was in his life.
Yeah, like, the problem with songs like this and the one with Nicki is they were overplayed because Big Sean and Nicki were at their height on top of Justin. Additionally, there was this fine line happening in the early 2010s. Where they were putting music like this on 107.9, which is supposed to be, like, it was originally, like, black music, but then they were like, well, Nicki's on it, so let's play it. And it's like, no. So they would play the song on two radio stations, you know, nonstop. So it was very overplayed.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Why didn't you like this song? Thank you for that. That was good. We also have the song Catching Feelings by Justin Bieber. Did you listen to that one, Kaylin?
Sing it.
I actually don't know this one as well.
Someone comes up on another morning. I don't know the actual chorus, so I can't sing a part that Kaylin knows. Kaylin probably doesn't know it. It's not a hit. It's not a single.
Yeah. Doesn't ring a bell.
So I made Kinsey put this on the playlist because I like it.
Mariah, please think about this song because I don't know this song that well.
It was one love song that was on this album.
That's how different that is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very different. It's from this album, but he has this line that's something like, could it be the possibility of trying to say what's up? It's been me for you and you for me. Maybe now it's time for us. And then he says this whole other thing. And then he's like, we're too young for love, but could it be that I'm catching feelings? And, you know, it's just like a personal favorite. That's all. Like, if I had to pick it off this album, it kind of brought him back to his roots for a minute.
I think that's what would get me sad about Justin Bieber during this era is, like, he'd have a song like that, and it was, like, one romance song, and you were like, oh my god, like, I remember why I liked you, and then he'd pull up with, like, just some really stale, shallow shit about just finding a woman attractive and wanting to, like, get with her, essentially, obviously, just to fuck her. Man, I was not liking this era of Justin Bieber, but there were a few songs that I liked in this album. So, that next song, so I didn't really listen to Catching Feelings like Mariah did, but I listened to Die in Your Arms by Justin Bieber, like, a million times. Like, brain rot. Like, that song had me absolutely fucked up. Kaylin, did you listen to this song?
Sing it.
If I could just die in your arms, I wouldn't mind. Because every time you touch me, I just die in your arms.
It's, like, not even ringing a bell, but I hear an echo in the mountains of remembering that.
Well, when we get off this podcast today, I need you to actually pull up that song, just that song. And I want you to listen to it, and I want you to tell me if you like it, because we will be going through it again, you and I.
That and the aquarium one.
Yes.
Sure. If I had to,
Have to watch that music video. True. It's an experience for girlhood.
Yeah, that is true. But I think I wanted one of the other ones instead. If I only get two, but it's okay. You have to listen to "Die in Your Arms" by Justin Bieber. Ariana Grande does a really good cover of that song. What do you think about that song, Maya? You said you didn't really listen to that song, right?
Yeah, it wasn't one of, like, my hits from my youth, but I can see why it was a good song for you.
Oh, bro, it had my Virgo moon in the headlock. Like, I was like, oh my god. Like, he's talking how crazy he is about this girl. That's my thing. I want, like, a wimpy, yearning man. Like, I want a man that just feels like he can't live without me.
Without you?
Well, that doesn't just stop with a man, actually. I literally just want a partner who's so obsessed with me, and I am the sun in their life. Thank you. Okay. Next song is, I don't even like this song, but we had to put this song because it's very popular. It's Beauty and a Beat with Nicki Minaj in it. Kaylin, you probably know the song, right?
Yeah.
Beauty and a Beat.
Yeah, this, I think this was the first song that, correct me if I'm wrong, I might be wrong, it might be the one with Big Sean, but I think this is what was introduced after Boyfriend for this era.
Yeah, it,
like,
was.
Boyfriend was the first single, right? But then the album dropped, and Beauty and the Beat was the next music video that came out. And I was like, I remember being in school watching this music video, and I was like, is this what Justin's doing now? Like, I remember looking at Cheyenne and being like, is this the new era?
Yeah, we were like, we were entering the era asking if, are we sure we want to enter this era? Like,
because it was almost like as iconic as when Miley went on stage with Robin Thicke, right? Like, it kind of restructured who you thought she was. And watching Justin do this video with Nicki, I was like, is this Justin Bieber now?
It just felt like he was completely rebranding. It didn't feel like old Justin Bieber. And
yeah,
I'm sure he didn't want to be seen as like a little kid or anything like that anymore. Mm-hmm. In toxic masculinity speaking, I feel like that's usually the route men try to go down, is like, let me feel independent and masculine enough, so I'm going to be as much of a douchebag as possible because of like apparently being kind or whatever is a feminine trait. I don't know. I just feel like it was an era coming from a place of like, sorry, Matt, I was looking at you. Coming from a place of insecurity.
I don't know why I'm doing it more than normal. Stop. Because I'm fully present.
I did want to say, even though I know this fucking episode is not about One Direction, so this is right where I fall off with Justin Bieber. I feel hurt. I feel betrayed. I feel upset. I'm not that upset about it anymore. But as a preteen, I was like, you are not who I wanted you to be, even though it's not my choice to tell you who to be. And I just was like, love is dead. Like, I don't know what to do anymore. Because he was like, I was crazy about him. I was so nuts about him. I played that CD. I had a Justin Bieber CD. This is his first album. Jazz and I burned through that shit so bad in our bedroom with our tiny little radio. Like, we were so happy every time that thing was on that our mom, she grounded us and she didn't let us listen to it for like 2 months straight because we listened to it that much.
Oh, anyways, my God.
Because I had to fall off of my Justin Bieber high and I was really sad about that, then I come across One Direction.
Well, One Direction actually came out like 2 years after this album, but it was like, I think Justin's next album came out and gave people hope, and then One Direction came.
I'm not saying that it was like right after. I'm saying that like as I, because I just stopped listening to Justin Bieber, so I like mourned it, and then I ran into One Direction very shortly after.
Yeah. And because I remember trying to listen to Justin's Purpose album, which is the one that comes out after this, and it's a slower song, but it wasn't good, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And when I found One Direction, I was like, this was the drug that I've been looking for.
Yeah.
Like, this is the serotonin drug that I got from Justin Bieber that I found within another group of men. Later to learn.
And there were five of them instead of one.
Yes. I was like, oh, sweet. So we're going to be on this for a while. You know, like, I feel like I only stopped really caring about just One Direction in the past few years. I still love them. I'm saying I can't like romanticize myself with them anymore because I don't care about them anymore. Like, I don't want to be with Harry Styles, and I definitely don't want to be with Liam. I'm just saying, I'd still like Zayn though. He's very attractive. But
yeah, I'd still be with Zayn.
I would still be with Zayn, but like, do I daydream about fake scenarios with them like I did in high school and middle school?
Wattpad.
No. What?
Yeah.
Wattpad.
Do I read Wattpads about them anymore? No. But I was absolutely crazy about them. So, yeah. So that's my Justin Bieber experience.
Yeah, sorry to any listeners that thought we were going to go further than this album. We did not.
This is more so just focusing on the songs. This is the songs that would affect
these are youth.
Yeah.
I was hoping for some Kid Laroi content.
Who the fuck is Kid Laroi?
The Kid Laroi song, the one that he's like, stay. I hear the same thing. Told you I changed.
Well, we should have added that song with Jade Smith.
I know which one you're talking about.
Jaden. Okay, sorry. I thought you said Jade. I was like,
that's what I meant. Sorry, Jaden Smith.
What's the song called?
I don't remember. I just remember.
I was about to sing song. It, but I can't remember it. Fuck, it's on that album. It's on My World 2.0. It's not an old, it's an older song.
Yeah, it was a good ass song.
Give me a second. I'm determined to know.
Give me a second. I also wanted to slip in the last 5 minutes. When Justin Bieber's Let Me Go, Don't Want to Let You Go song came out. What the fuck was that? Oh my God, I think a bug was on me. When that Aquarium song came out, I had just found out who Cody Simpson was. Do any of you guys know who Cody Simpson?
Yes, I was obsessed with Cody Simpson. I actually listened to him longer than when he wasn't popular because one of his albums was really good.
Really? We were like, this is the Australia Justin Bieber.
Yeah. Like, that's exactly what happened.
He had the exact same vibes. He was hot at the time. Okay, guys. He's a cute boy.
He had the Bieber cut.
He was a cute boy with a Bieber cut that we were all crazy about. And he just
it was never say never, by the way.
Never say never. Dude, I fucking loved that song. I still listen to that song.
That's like the one song that like ever stuck with me in that era.
It's because it was in the Karate Kid. Caleb was like, this is my shit.
I'm looking at this Cody Simpson album cover right now, bro.
Overplayed too.
And his song, I, bro.
Oh my God, that shit was on TikTok trending last week.
It was?
Apparently, it's really not that good hearing it back again.
Wait.
His one album, Pretty Brown Eyes, I liked that one.
I loved that song. Cody Simpson makes a bizarre statement about why he can fail as he chases his dream of making the Olympics. He's trying to be an Olympic swimmer?
That's why he stopped singing?
Damn, girl, like, do whatever you want, but, like, I
didn't
even know
that. Damn, Pearl. I'm gonna start saying that now. Damn, Pearl.
I need y'all to shut the fuck up.
Caitlin, can you pull out a Mr. Krabs Damn Pearl for me?
But that's his daughter.
I know, I want him to say Damn Pearl, like he's mad at her.
Damn Pearl.
Oops, sorry, did you guys hear that at all?
Well, I greatly appreciate reminiscing through my youth of Justin Bieber with you, Kinsey. Thank you for presenting him with us.
It's okay. I think we'll have to, like, actually sit Kaylin down.
We will sit her down and explain all the lore. We should make a PowerPoint presentation like we did for One Direction. Don't be sending me shit to look at right now.
Go look at it.
I have to copy a fucking link and shit. I'm trying to close the podcast. The link, I want
to go look at it.
Thanks. I mean, he looks the same, like, in the face, you know?
I think he looks so good with that buzz cut. I'm like, you need to bring that back. Like,
you've never said that about a man. Oh my God.
I know.
You know, at least his hairline's still there.
But like, there are only a few men that look better with a buzz cut than longer hair, and I think Cody Simpson is one of them.
Yeah.
Well, Kaylin, it's okay. We'll bring you over to the dark side at some point.
It's just hard because I do think that, like, his target audience was a younger age, you know? So I think into some of it, but not. Yeah, Kaylin said even when she was a kid, she didn't care about Justin. She doesn't get it.
I literally bought a Justin Bieber CD for my best friend at the time. I said, here you go. Happy birthday. Going in, picking it up and looking at it, knowing I didn't give a shit.
But had you listened to any of the songs?
Literally, like, let me tell
like,
you.
Like, other than the hit. Like,
my best friend at the time actually put me through a Jasmine in the Basement thing where she was doing dance routines that she came up with to these songs, and I watched.
What if, like, you just hit shuffle on his My World 2.0 album specifically? And, like, don't picture Justin, just listen to the music, because that one specifically has better lyricism.
Maybe. Yeah. Wait, is My World the purple-looking CD?
It's the gray one.
Gray?
It is purple. No, it's purple. Wait,
Yo, yeah, he's got his purple hoodie on it.
Yeah, remember his purple era?
The purple era was iconic.
Album. He literally was like purple everything. Purple, white, and gray. Purple, white, and gray. And then I'm sure he felt embarrassed. It was like when little girls wore those JoJo Siwa bows, and then they woke up one day and they were like,
guys, I should not be wearing these. This is the CD I bought for my friend.
Okay, but like, listen to it.
Listen to it. This is good. That's his second album.
Listen to it with your mature brain, though.
When you show, like if you were to show Estelle anime openings, like, this is how I feel about Justin Bieber.
Kaylin, that is actually atrocious to hear you say, because it is really, Justin Bieber really is not that hard to listen to. Even now, like,
it's not that it's too hard. Kaylin's like, I just don't understand the appeal. Like, she genuinely doesn't.
I feel like you're showing the lesbian, like, gay porn.
I can still listen to songs, and I'm like, or even straight pop. Where's the boy bands now that are pulling up with shit like this? You don't see them.
That's good.
Justin Bieber, Cody Simpson, Five Sauce, and One Direction.
Five Sauce.
5 Seconds of Summer.
Why'd you say it like that, Kaylin?
I said Five Sauce because I thought she said sauce, and it was.
My girlfriend's bitching because I ain't got a job. She always telling me I dress like a slob. I don't know those lyrics. She kind of hot.
You were close enough.
Ooh, she kind of hot though. That song still is cracked to me.
I love 5 Seconds of Summer. They're still my fave. Well, guys, next week, or next time, it's just going to be Kinsey and I. which is kind of funny because it's been a while since we've been in duo forms. And Kinsey and I spent the first 10 minutes of every podcast just laughing because I can see your face and I just laugh at it.
First of all, Miss fucking...
Last time I was gone, cross-eyed I was in Mexico.
Motherfucker, dude.
Stop. But I do not know what I'm sharing, so I'll post it on the socials. But it'll be something gay, something queer for Pride Month. Why'd you...
I'm kidding.
You got my face, Kizzy?
Watch
anyway.
Us. We're going to review Skate for the fifth time.
Skate the Infinity for Pride Month, everyone.
Every Pride Month, every year, we review Skate the Infinity.
Every night.
Every night.
Can't help it. Can't help it. I'm excited. Well, for Pride Month, the first day of Pride, I'm watching the haiku movie. How much gayer does it get than that?
Much.
I love how there's like no confirmed gay ships in that show, and everyone's like, gay, it's so gay.
Kidsy, you've seen the fan art.
I've seen the fan art, and it's good.
It convinces me. The number one most shipped characters on haiku are one of the characters that have one of the least interactions in the show. But the fan art is so good that I'm like, I ship it.
It's real. You made it real for me.
Yeah.
But I can't ship no fucking Historia and Aaron.
Oh, fuck no. Especially with what we know about Mikasa now, every two, like, I
no,
like,
yeah,
yeah, at prior times I'd agree with Kaylin, but now I'm like, I've seen
so toxic about myself because we are all allowed to have our own opinions. But I swear to God, when we found out the truth about Aaron and Mikasa, I wanted to like shove my foot down Kaylin's throat and be like, I told you his story was never an option, I was right, and I wanted to just like pound it in her.